Ever notice how vacation planning feels more exciting than the vacation itself? How you fantasize about the weekend while stuck in Monday's monotony, only to find Sunday evening arriving with that same restless ache? This perpetual forward lean, always reaching towards some imagined better moment, defines modern existence. We've become experts at being anywhere except here, anytime except now. Jon Kabat-Zinn's meditation guide cuts through this exhausting chase with a simple, uncomfortable truth. Wherever you go, there you are. No exotic destination, perfect partner, or dream job will finally deliver you from yourself. The only escape route leads inward through the very present moment we spend our lives avoiding. What makes this book remarkable isn't just its practical wisdom, but its radical premise that the life you're waiting to begin is already happening and you're missing it. There's no escaping yourself. The romantic notion that changing jobs, relationships, or locations will solve your problems conveniently ignores that you carry your head, heart, and patterns wherever you go. This wishful thinking fails to recognize that difficulties often stem from how we see, think, and behave, not from our circumstances. The real work happens exactly where you are, with whatever you're facing. Mindfulness sounds embarrassingly simple. Pay attention to this moment without judgment. Yet this simplicity masks a profound challenge. Our minds operate like rushing rivers, carrying us downstream on currents of thought we barely notice. The practice asks us to step out of this current and observe, not to stop the river, but to recognize we're not the river. We're the awareness witnessing it. When you realize thoughts are events passing through consciousness rather than absolute truths, their tyranny weakens. That anxious voice insisting you're not good enough, just another thought. The breath becomes your anchor, always available, always now. When your mind wanders, and it will, you gently return to the breath. This returning is the practice. Each time you notice you've drifted and come back, you're strengthening awareness itself. Think of it like training a puppy. You wouldn't punish it for wandering. You'd patiently guide it back, again and again, with kindness. Meditation is the only human activity that isn't about getting somewhere or becoming someone. It's about recognizing where you already are. We meditate to reduce stress, become calmer, achieve enlightenment. These goals seem reasonable until you realize they prevent the very transformation you seek. The paradox cuts deep. You can't will yourself into presence. The harder you try to relax, the more tense you become. Real change emerges not from striving, but from non-doing, from releasing attachment to outcomes. This doesn't mean passivity. Non-doing can happen within action itself, when stillness merges with movement until the action does itself. Athletes call it the zone. Musicians know it as flow. Meditation doesn't eliminate life's turbulence, stress, change, loss, uncertainty. It teaches you to find stability amid chaos. Beneath the surface lies profound stillness, always present, always accessible. This isn't about achieving some special state, but recognizing the awareness that's been here all along. Patience isn't passive waiting. It's actively remembering that things unfold in their own time. Yet we demand immediate results from our development. Beneath this impatience lurks anger, resistance to what is, resentment that reality won't conform to our timeline. The Dalai Lama embodies patience's power. Despite China's genocide against Tibetans, he shows no anger. When asked how, he replied, "They have taken everything from us. Should I let them take my mind as well?" This isn't superhuman. It's the fruit of practice. Trust provides the foundation. Many struggle to trust themselves, let alone life's unfolding. Start small. Can you trust this breath, this moment? Trust means deep confidence in your capacity to meet life as it comes. Letting go invites surrender without defeat. We cling with our minds, grasping at pleasant experiences, pushing away unpleasant ones. True letting go means becoming transparent to these pulls, allowing fears and desires to play out in full awareness without getting hooked. The practice isn't stopping judgments, but witnessing them without getting swept away. Formal meditation creates a laboratory for awareness, but life itself is the real practice ground. The essence of meditation isn't sitting, it's the mental posture of dignity. When invited to sit with dignity, people naturally straighten without stiffening, relax without slouching, reclaiming their inherent worthiness. Practice extends everywhere. Walking meditation transforms movement into presence, being fully present with each step rather than walking to arrive somewhere. As Thich Nhat Hanh teaches, peace is every step. Standing becomes practice when you learn from trees, feeling your feet root into earth, your body swaying gently. Daily life offers countless opportunities. Going upstairs reveals how we mentally race ahead, missing the actual experience. When rushing, try one breath per step. The inner rush rarely matches real urgency. Cleaning the kitchen becomes meditation. Circular motions merging with music into celebration of now. You're not cleaning to finish, but simply moving, watching as things change. We resonate with others' suffering because we're interconnected. Many carry deep feelings of unworthiness, making loving kindness meditation essential. Begin with yourself, holding yourself in awareness as a mother holds a hurt child with unconditional love. Center in your breathing, then invite kindness to radiate through your being. Repeat phrases. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy. Once established, extend this energy outward to loved ones, strangers, difficult people, eventually all beings. Love and kindness are always present, usually buried beneath fear and the illusion of separation. By invoking these feelings, we stretch against ignorance, expanding ourselves and changing the world. Everything connects in complex webs of finely balanced interconnections. When we connect with our wholeness, we feel at one with everything, bringing deep knowledge of belonging. Parenting exemplifies this perfectly. Rather than seeing children as obstacles to meditation practice, they become your teachers, little Buddhas guaranteed to push every button in an 18-year retreat, demanding continual acts of selflessness. The I, me, and mine are mental constructs that continually dissolve and reconstruct themselves. When you deeply inquire into who you are, you'll find no solid place to land. Your name, age, opinions, and identity are just labels. This constructed self feels insecure because its existence is tenuous. Watch your reactions in annoying situations. Notice how saying something makes you angry, surrenders your power. Use mindfulness as a container to hold feelings without projecting them outward. Can you allow the situation to be okay without making yourself right or wrong? Your thinking mind will be the biggest obstacle. After transcendent moments, the ego wants credit. Suddenly, you're advertising rather than meditating. Or you might think you're getting nowhere, feeling bored or stale. The pitfall comes when you inflate these thoughts and attach to them as special or true. The practice isn't about achieving some special state, but recognizing the awareness that's been here all along. Your life isn't waiting to begin once you achieve enough or become enough. It's happening now, in this breath, this irreplaceable instant. Stop running. Turn around. You're already home.